we all went, although it was a, I suppose, ironmonger's hardware shop, a shop you got nearly everything in. What we used to do from school, primary school, because you didn't have to stay in the school grounds in those days, we all trekked down to the dispensers and got our bag of sports mixtures, which seemed to be the sweetie of the day. Everybody got their little paper bag of sports mixtures, went back up to school. And that is what I remember about Spencer's shop. Yeah, going down the school road and round the corner and waiting in the queue to get your bag of sweets.
Oh, the bell ringing. Come on, there's somebody in the shop. Ding! So there used to be a bell, and as Jeanette remembers, the stone floor there, and behind the counter there was this wooden boards, and her feet used to make clumpy noises along that. So that was that.
Well, just always the shop busy, people coming in and out. My mum worked in the house, my mum also worked in the shop, Auntie Rosie worked in the shop, she was crippled, she was my dad's older sister, and Sheila, my sister, worked in the shop. And it was always busy, and my dad did most ironmongery stuff, and paint, and petrol, and paraffin, and they did have metal stuff, but there's a lot of different kinds of paint that they worked with, and he sold. And just general groceries in the one end, and sweeties, and my mum did a lot of the sort of china. And then some jewellery and ice cream, and just chain the room. And used to sell bacon for horns, pork chop. They would get big rolls of bacon and you had to slice it on the slicer. That was often a thing that they sliced with bacon for some reason. But they didn't sell much meat, it was just the bacon. Wait, they're not there anymore. They were in front of that. There's two stores, and they were alongside that at the top of the pier, just right alongside the road, so people came along the road, turned there, and got their, with two different types of petrol pumps. And my dad usually did the petrol, but then sometimes we had to do it, if necessary. Going with my dad to look for stuff and choose the paint, because the first piece was all paints, and then there's paraffin tanks with tap. People would come with their paraffin stuff, I suppose for their lamps maybe, and Dad had he had funny measuring things that he would turn that on and measure it and put it into their containers for them. And there's maybe oils and different things further back nearer the sea and that one. And then there was a gap between the two, and you would go through, and then there was mostly china, all up and down there when I was young. China and, I just don't know, mostly china and plates and lots of things, pots maybe and different things. I did the windows, well maybe not always for Christmas, but I very often when I was at school, I did the windows. To help them, because they had three windows, and then they had two windows across the road, another place. But the huge building in the wartime was full of china, apparently. Oh. That was before me day. It was empty, more or less, when I then, but that was the china store in that bygone year. Just lots of odds and ends, and the companies came up sometimes to the Royal Hotel in Kirkwall. I had a whole lot of goods on show there. So that's normally where you would go and get all your Chinese stuff. And then they got stuff for gardens in Kirkwall, like groceries. Used to end the garden shop and order lots of things. But I used to go, when I was in Edinburgh, at Bernardo's, I used to go down to a big store down in the Canongate, Royal Mile, and order china stuff for there, for them to send up to the shop. Did that a couple of times when I was there. So they got new stock. Yes, well, it's never flooded when my dad was there for 70-something years. It used to come up to the door,
but we never ever got water in the house. So something's changed. Yes, my dad had stuff moved. It would come in the shop door because the shop door was lower. The house, there's two steps, so it didn't come in there. We would come in the shop and the store, so we'd get everything back for the doors. And it would come in the garage, just everything, and everything would be lifted up. There's a car he just bought in there. But Ed would come in and go again. So there was nothing, you know, really desperate in there but wood and his boat and the car. So it would come in there, but it would never come in the house. Shut the shop at 6 o'clock, maybe. They shut the shop. And then evenings, I would go into Auntie Rosie's with Sheila, and Auntie Rosie learned me to knit. Fishermen from Fraserburgh or that area used to come with their boats to the pier, and they would visit me folk. Or sometimes on a Sunday, the house would be full, and they'd have games, and Tom Bruce would come from Fraserburgh, a friend. I don't know how we got him adopted anyway. He would have me going up, sewing the inside of people's sleeves, you know, or their coats inside. So Janice go and sew their sleeves so they couldn't get their hand in. That was one of my jobs, for helping Tom. Sew the inside of the sleeves, so that's what they did. They did a lot of folk on a Sunday sometimes.